Andrew and Lindsay, you host the Batch Report in the USA. You also recap Bachelor Australia, Bachelorette Australia, Bachelor in Paradise 2. And happy holidays to you.
It's a great track.
All right, welcome to the Batch Report with Andrew and Lindsay, and we are covering week 6 and 7.
Yeah, so let's just kick it right off with week 6 in Montreal. We start with a group date with Daisy, Caitlin, Kelsey A, Jen, Rachel, Lexi, Leah, and Jess. And this date, they're just like going to a restaurant, which is, you know, Jesse, the host's favorite restaurant in Canada. They had to go to it, right?
Yeah. Is he Canadian?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they go to the restaurant, they like dance to some accordion music, and then they play some street hockey. And while the date itself was relatively boring, Lexi does pull Joey aside and kind of say, hey, like, what's your timeline for having kids? Like, that's something that's really important to me. And he's kind of like, oh, well, you know, I want to have an engagement that's a couple years and then be married for a couple years before having kids. So at the earliest, probably 4 to 5 years before even thinking about having kids.
Which is like the typical answer, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a fair answer, especially since he's what, 27? Like, I think it's fair to say, okay, I'm not even going to think about it until I'm 30, 31. So Lexi's like, okay, cool. Thanks for the chat. And then Joey pulls Jess aside and they're chatting and he's like, you know what? I know that I can't get there with you, like where we need to be. So he lets her go, walks her out. And honestly, it doesn't surprise me. I saw absolutely no chemistry really between him and Jess.
I feel that way with a few different women.
Yeah. So that's basically where we left off on that group date. The first one-on-one date this week was with Kelsey T. And they did like a Cirque du Soleil acrobatics thing, which I feel like is kind of just like the same recycled date.
Yeah, they have a lot of those.
Yeah. And during the dinner portion, she talks about how her father wanted her to focus on religion instead of going to college.
Which is so strange.
Super weird. And that she had like a really strange relationship with her father because of it. And they're just now starting to rebuild a relationship. And I'm like, what father is like, oh, no, 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 don't go to college. Like, you need to focus on your religion. Like, was he scared she was, like, going to go to college and get knocked up or something? Like, I don't understand. Like, well, why not promote, like, a Bible college, like, if you're concerned about religion?
Right? Like, that is kind of strange.
Super weird, super bizarre, but
maybe he just wanted her to be, like, a nice housewife or whatever.
Ugh. Ugh. So going on The Bachelor probably is exactly not what he wanted.
Yeah, it's probably an act of rebellion for sure.
She does get a date rose though. So after Kelsey T gets that date rose, we transition to Maria getting the last one-on-one of the episode. And they take a limo to a luxury clothing store and they're being like all cute in the car. And she's having him repeat phrases in French and basically having him say that he loves her in French, and they're just being like cute and playful. And I feel like there's actually chemistry between them, but I don't know if
it's just surface level
or if it's just getting to the point where it's almost like friend zoney, like they tease each other around like,
yeah,
too much on a friend level.
Could be.
But they go on a helicopter ride, have a nice dinner, and I feel like it leaves Maria off in like a really strong position.
Yeah.
But before the end of the episode, Lexi has another chat with Joey about kids. And she's like, you know what? Your timeline just doesn't work for me because, you know, I have stage 4 endometriosis. I just froze my eggs like literally 2 days before coming on this show. And starting a family is something really important to me. And I don't have the gift of time.
Yeah.
Like if I'm going to try to have kids, it needs to be sooner rather than later. So she says, you know, I really like you. I had a great time with you, but I think I need someone who's on the same timeline as me.
Yeah, which I respect that.
So she chooses to leave, and it kind of poses the question, like, do you think that they will make Lexi the next Bachelorette because she's on that timeline crunch?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
I feel like they kind of gave her an edit in a way that they could choose her as the Bachelorette. I don't think they will. I think they have other options as well, but I think they were kind of seeing like, oh, does America like resonate with this?
Well, it's hard because like, you know, she suffers from that ailment, right? Mm-hmm. And so being the Bachelorette isn't going to make that happen any sooner. Because then she's going to have to go through this process. It's going to be a heavy strain, heavy stressful. And then she's going to get out and she may not vibe with whoever it is like that.
Yeah. Afterward. You don't want to rush into like what she goes on the show for 3 months. She gets engaged. They immediately start to try to have kids. It's like you went from this really high stress environment and now you don't actually know if you
Like
vibe with that person long-term outside of a show.
She would be better off just finding somebody who had also is kind of getting old, not older, but like somebody who's like ready to have kids. Mm-hmm. And then if they click, it only takes like 6 months realistically to get to decide if you want to have kids with somebody, I think, at that age. Because your values mm-hmm. are aligned. You both have jobs that are kind of like,
yeah, I guess if you're already in a place where you're like, you know what, I'm like 32, I'm ready to settle down, I'm ready to have kids, I'm ready to find a wife to have kids with.
In your 30s, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think that if you're in your 20s, that's not really viable because you're like, you don't even know what you want.
Well, that's the thing too. I think Lexi was 30 or 31, whereas Joey was like 27. So he's still like a couple years behind too.
Yeah, Joey's probably going to have a career change here. I know they act like he's just going to be a
tennis instructor
for the rest of his life, but I feel like it just doesn't feel like that's something he's going to do forever.
Do you think he's going to become like a like tennis or pickleball like sports commentator?
Honestly, I think he could just get all the way out of tennis.
You're like, he's probably just going to be an influencer.
Yeah, he might just go and do like, I don't know, he might be a salesman or like a get into marketing or something.
Podcaster.
Probably. That seems to be the popular go-to for a lot of Bachelor contestants.
Okay. So at the end of this episode, Caitlin and Leah also go home at the rose ceremony. So this episode in total, we said goodbye to Jess, Caitlin, Leah, and Lexi. And we are going to take a quick break to talk about this week's sponsors, and we'll be back with episode 7. Hey everyone, so let's talk dating. So if we can be real for a minute, sometimes I feel like dating apps are designed to consume all of your free time. My friend Jessica calls it a full-time gig. You spend hours swiping only to end up on a date with someone who's showing you pictures of their ex. Does that sound familiar? But here's the kicker. These experiences aren't just frustrating, they can seriously mess with your head. That's why I'm here to recommend you Once dating app. It is a game changer. There's no effort required, and you can start getting messages right off the bat. And the guides on there are actually quite decent. The best part, Once sends you a perfect match every day based on your interests. They handle all the heavy lifting so you can focus on the fun stuff, like chatting. And let's talk about mental health. Once is all about mindfulness and authenticity. And you can have some really deep conversations with your Once matches because of how they match you to match your interests and your lifestyle. So if you're over the dating app roller coaster, Once is your new go-to app. It's all about meeting incredible people who want real connections, no hookups, no mind games. You'll get a perfect match every day, and all you got to do is hit that download button now and dive into some meaningful chats tonight. Link is in the podcast description, and trust me, you won't regret it. This just in, body odor is officially canceled for good this time. Unlike certain other DOs, Lumi Whole Body Deodorant is powered by mandelic acid to deliver outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere, from your pits to your feet, and yes, even your privates. In fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi. Fast forward 6 years, and her game-changing whole body DO has now earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people like me, who love smelling great and feeling confident from head to toe. And they're going to give you guys a special offer. New customers get $5 off Lumi Starter Pack with code BATCHREPORT at LumiDeodorant.com. I am a huge fan of the different scents like clean tangerine and lavender sage and the toasted coconut. I also love that they have wipes that I can keep in the car. So if I'm on my way somewhere and I forgot to put on deodorant, I can be like, oh my gosh, good thing I have these wipes, and just do a quick little wipe down before I meet new people or am just around people in general. It's baking soda free and paraben free and is pH balanced. This deo is a life changer. So Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash or those deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off that Lumi Starter Pack with code BATCHREPORT at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code BATCHREPORT. Okay, so week 7, we are now in Jasper, which is also in Canada, and the first one-on-one date this week goes to Daisy. And this kind of like puts the girls a little bit in a tizzy already because everyone's had one one-on-one date and now everyone's starting to get their second one-on-one dates. So people are like, oh, like I know I just had a one-on-one date, but like, is it going to be me? Does he want to spend more time with me? So when he picks Daisy first, some of the other girls are like, oh man, like I was hoping that he wanted to spend time with me and not with someone else. But he and Daisy go horseback riding and then go and sit in a hot tub in the middle of nowhere, which is also something they do way too often on The Bachelor.
Yeah. And it was very fabricated. Like, it's clear that that hot tub wasn't there.
Well, yeah. They seem to do that a lot. It'll be like hot tub in the forest, hot tub by a lake, hot tub by a stream, hot tub in a field. And you're like, is it the same hot tub? Do they just like travel around with the same hot tub?
Feels
and
like
then
it
felt like kind of forced in the way that it was like the camera angles and stuff. It's like the fact that she, like Daisy has probably spent in total less than like 2 hours with Joey total this entire time. And then it's like, she's sitting in the hot tub with like her arm, like draped around like his head and his neck. And like, it's just weird that these are people that like hardly know each other. And they are like strategically in these very like intimate like poses that, you know, that the producers were like, oh, why don't you like touch his shoulder? Here's a glass of champagne. Like they like set up the shots that
way. It was very curated.
But they have a chat and she says that she sees the potential with him and she really likes him, but she needs time. Like she's not just ready to be like, okay, like we just met each other. Now we're getting engaged.
Which is really fair.
And she was kind of even in a place where she's like, I really like you, but am I even ready to like introduce you to my family? Like,
so something I think just seeing the hot tub scene is that that doesn't really count as any time spent together in my perspective, because it probably feels a lot like work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, like if you go to an acting set or something like that, they're doing the same type of deal. Like stand here.
Well, I mean, that's
like,
the whole show,
this,
isn't
do
it?
Do that. Yeah, but there are times when they can like chat. Like for instance, when they have like a cocktail party, like I'm pretty sure that they're being kind of like pressured to go up to the bachelor or bachelorette, but the conversations they have are ones that they have thought out.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're their own conversations kind of deal. Whereas like this, I don't even really think the conversations were even genuine.
Like they were prompted to be like, oh, ask her how she feels about hometowns being next
week. Yeah, why don't you ask him these questions? And like, yeah. So to me, it just doesn't feel comfy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It feels like they're not actors, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they're acting, but they're not actors. They're like
real people.
Just people that like, I don't know. I think that actually is counterproductive to the whole Bachelor deal anyway, because you're getting people on the show that just want publicity and they know that they're going to get that acting experience.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're trying to attract that type of person, then what you're doing, continue doing what you're doing. But if you actually want to create drama, which is how the show thrives, then you need real people.
Yeah. So Daisy does get a rose. No surprise there. I feel like Daisy has obviously been a front runner this whole time.
I think he finds her physically and like he just finds her physically like appealing.
I think that she's also like just a very sweet, very kind person, and she doesn't seem to buy into the drama of a lot of the other girls. Like, she was completely separated from that whole Maria drama when all the girls were ganging up on Maria. Like, Daisy had nothing to do with any of it.
Like, how I say he finds her physically. Like, he finds everyone that's still there physically appealing because he hardly knows anybody there.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, it's all based on...
like, physical.
Like, superficial, like, whatever he can see rather than, like, anything internal at this point.
So, now we have the group date, which is Kelsey T, Maria, Jen, and Rachel. So, even the group dates are getting smaller and smaller. This is where I start to feel like Jen gets a little bit desperate. They do a lumberjacking competition where Kelsey T wins, but then Jen goes and like steals a kiss in front of all the other girls. And this is after she was upset the day before about Daisy getting that one-on-one, because she's like, oh, does he like not like me as much as the other girls? So then she's like kissing him in front of everyone else, which then Maria starts to spiral because she's like, oh no, like, is he having these connections with everyone? Like, I thought we had a great connection, and now I don't even know what to think.
I mean, strategically, it's a good move because it's bold. It's like,
you know, memorable. When he thinks about the date, he's going to be like, oh yeah, Jen really like stepped up.
The only problem is it's a little too flashy. Mm-hmm. Like, it's upsetting other girls. It's like making him uncomfortable because now he's got like all these other pressure from all the other girls on him, you know? So if she would have did that, but a little bit in private, that might have been a little bit better move.
Which Jen is like one of my favorite people to follow on social media. And I feel like she should have, instead of kissing him, she should have just played this entire season as like an audition for The Bachelorette.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like because she's Asian and they really haven't done like a lot of Asian representation on The Bachelor, that she could have been like, look at like, this is something you haven't had.
Honestly, you know what I think? I think that there was a little bit of producer meddling there. Like, not like go kiss him, but like, oh no, you know, you're not really, you got to make an impression.
Or the
if you
thing is, she may
around.
Have been joking around while getting her makeup done or something and been like, oh, I just really want to kiss him. And they'd be like, go do it.
Maybe.
Like, why don't you just do it? Like
there might have been
around.
Some subtle, push there.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think kind of is not good because she ends up going home.
Yeah, so the last one-on-one ended up going to Kelsey A, and they just go around town. And we made a lot of comments about how there were, like, weird extras, like the town people. You see the same town people over and over in the background, and they're all, like, very awkward. And then they make it seem like, oh, look, they're just going up to these random strangers and having a chat. And the strangers are like, oh, you know, there's a polar plunge today. And then they're like, oh, let's go do the polar plunge. And I'm like, that was the whole plan for the date the whole time. Why are they acting like it's this spur of the moment thing that they learned about from the locals?
And I'm like, they have a chat with somebody at a bar. But I'm like, it's very clear the camera crew's there. And it's very clear that the person
was hired talking to have the conversation
wasn't an actor. But he was also hired like he was offered.
Yeah.
So
it was awkward. And then she obviously gets a group date rose. And then at the cocktail party, Maria regrets threatening to leave because at the group date, when she starts to spiral, she was like, I don't even know if I should be here. Like, I think I should leave. So then at the cocktail party, she's like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. And then he pulls her aside right before the rose ceremony. And she's like, I'm sorry. I don't want to leave. I really like you. He ends up sending home Jen and Kelsey T. So we are left with Maria, Daisy, Kelsey A, and Rachel as we go into hometowns next week, who at this point... do you think he's going to end up with in the end?
I don't know, honestly. Probably Rachel, maybe? I don't know.
Maybe. I'm going to guess Daisy.
Daisy?
Because I'm like, oh, nice girl. And like, I think he's like, I'm a nice guy. I want a nice girl. Like, I like Maria, but I don't think they're going to end up together in the end.
I think Maria is a good fit for him, but they're just too much... like, she's too real, you know?
I am super interested to see her family.
Me too.
And where she came from and see how he fits in there.
I feel like she's the most genuine person there at this point.
Yeah, I'm just really interested to see how Joey interacts with all of their different families. Because I think that's going to be very telling as to who he ends up picking.
Yeah.
Okay, so we will talk to you tomorrow for that hometown and fantasy suite episode.
Yeah, later.